The following program is made possible by generous gifts from partners of Benny Hinn Ministries and viewers like you in this area.
This week, Pastor Benny Hinn has been teaching on a most remarkable and important subject: how to wage effective spiritual warfare against the devil and his demonic forces. Yesterday, he built faith through scriptural promises regarding our authority over the powers of darkness through our covenant rights as children of God.
You cannot face the devil without knowing the power of God that belongs to you. Behold, verse 19, Luke 10 says, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Lift your hands, say, I have power over the devil. Say it again. Say it again. That's it. Say, that's it. The eternal God is thy refuge. Nothing can touch you. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Nothing can harm you. And he, the Lord, shall thrust out the enemy from before thee and shall say, destroy them. Say, destroy them. Say it again. Say it again. Now the Bible says God is your refuge. Underneath your life is his everlasting arms. And God will throw out the enemy, and then he gives you the privilege to destroy them.
On today's program, Pastor Benny continues this message by using scripture to identify the strong men, which are demonic entities who seek to influence and control our lives. During his teaching, demons began to manifest in the audience, and as Pastor Benny takes his authority over them, many are set free from bondage. And later in the program, you'll have the opportunity to acquire resources from both Pastor Benny and Bishop George Bloomer, which will give you the tools you need to recognize, understand, confront, and defeat the forces of the enemy.
And now, Father, I take authority over every demon spirit in this house. And I apply the blood over every man on this platform and every man and woman in this auditorium. I apply the blood on the musicians. I apply the blood on the staff. I apply the blood on every family member sitting here. And I apply the blood on the people in the name of Jesus. Amen. You're ready, right? You're sure you won this? I said, you're sure you won this? Good. When you approach a demon-possessed person, whether you deal with them slowly or rapidly, the first thing you have to discern for is the strong man. Who's the strong man there? That's why Jesus said, what is your name? Now, in many cases, you don't ask what is your name, you'll know it. You search for the strong man. Jesus said you must bind the strong man. And you cannot bind the strong man without discernment. If you cannot discern the strong man, don't touch it. Don't do anything, because there could be more harm than good. Now, there are 12 strong men in the Bible, 12 of them. And you must discern which one you're dealing with and deal with him appropriately. The first is called the spirit of jealousy, mentioned in Numbers chapter 5, verse 11 through 14. Now, this spirit of jealousy, under its domain are demons of murder, anger, rage, revenge, competition. I'll repeat them to you, in case you're not getting them all. Competition and suspicion. When I deal with someone and I see anger, because as you talk, you see anger. I don't say, you devil of anger, come out. I hit the strong man, for I have known from the word of God, it's the spirit of jealousy. I can say, you devil of anger, come out. Nothing happens. But if I say, you devil of jealousy, brother, there'll always be a reaction. The spirit of jealousy is a strong man. Very strong. Numbers 5, 11 through 14. And Proverbs, I'll show you Proverbs in just a second, 6, 34 and 35. But under that spirit of jealousy, there is murder. The devil of murder operates under that authority of that demon spirit called jealousy. That spirit is called jealousy. It's a demon called jealousy. Are you listening? It's called the spirit of jealousy. That's a demon spirit. Under that spirit is murder. If you see somebody with murder in their heart, don't go after murder, go after jealousy. Anger, it's jealousy. Rage, jealousy. Revenge, jealousy. Competition, jealousy. Suspicion, jealousy. And such like things, such like emotions come under the head, come under the control of that strong man. In Proverbs chapter 6, verse 34 and 35, we read this most amazing scripture. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. You see, my brother and sister, jealousy is a rage that gets hold of a person that will not allow him to rest. Though you give him many gifts, nothing appeases him. Nothing will bring contentment to his soul, because he's been wounded, he's been dishonored, he's been reproached. His reproach will not be wiped away. The spirit of jealousy will bring dishonor, will bring reproach. Literally, so great is the wound that the Bible says it becomes a rage in his life. All of it comes under the control of that demon of jealousy. Now tonight I may command some of those demons to come out if God gives me the discernment that they're here. And if they do, then you're going to lay hands on those people and cast the devils out of them. Let me hear an amen. Amen. Then there is the second strong man in the Bible. A lying devil. The spirit of lies. A lying spirit. It's a strong man. Mentioned in 2 Chronicles 18, 22. Now, I'm not going to go read you every scripture, but you must write it down and read them for yourself. A lying spirit is a religious spirit. If you deal with a religious spirit, you're dealing with a lying spirit. And under that spirit is every form of superstition. If you see somebody who's very superstitious, he's controlled by a lying spirit. And that man is controlled by a religious spirit. Most times, those individuals hide behind a religious face. You'll notice them because they prophesy out of order. They'll pray to be recognized. They seek attention. They disrupt meetings. Those people are controlled by a spirit called a lying spirit. So when you deal with a religious spirit, when you deal with superstition, when you deal with people who want recognition and who are always interrupting people so they can say it first, there's a demon there. They do not know how to listen. They're always interrupting conversations. Be discerning to that. In most cases, it's a devil behind it. So do not cast out superstition. You cast out your lying spirit. Come out. You'll always get a reaction. In Jeremiah 23, verse 14 through 16, in Ezekiel 12, verse 24, we read more about this spirit called a lying spirit. Write those scriptures down and look them up. Jeremiah 23, 14, 15, 16, Ezekiel 12, verse 24. Now, the scriptures has way more to tell us about this than I have time to tell you. I'm just giving you the headlines. There's a whole lot that I have not given you yet tonight, and I must. But in verse 24, because I want to read this, Ezekiel 12, 24 says, "For there shall be no more any vain vision nor flattering divination within the house of Israel." A lying spirit is a spirit that gives you lying visions, vain visions. It's called flattering divination. It's people that are always having, supposedly they hear from God all the time, they're having visions and dreams, and they do crazy things such as quit wearing makeup and destroy things in their house of value, and they do crazy things in their houses to their children, and they're all because God said. It's a religious spirit, and there's a lying devil behind that. A religious spirit is so dangerous because this religious spirit will literally control your life. Because in that religious spirit is total control. Their aim is to control your mind. Get away from it. And if you deal with it, cast out the spirit of lies, a lying devil. You say, "You lying devil, come out in Jesus' name." Number three, 1 Samuel 28, verse 7. A familiar spirit. Now, what is a familiar spirit? A familiar spirit is any demon that deals in astrology, horoscope, fortune telling, occult, and such things. Forbidden by the Lord. Deuteronomy 18, verse 10 through 12. You see, people that like watching programs that deal with the future, astrology, or listen to programs that talk about the dead or talking to the dead, all this comes under that spirit called a familiar spirit. And that spirit will get hold of your life if you watch it, if you listen to it, if you read books about it, if you even allow it near you, it'll take hold of your life. So when you deal with someone who's been in the occult, or someone who's been in astrology or horoscope or fortune telling, don't say, "You devil of horoscope, come out. You demon of astrology." Go after the strong man, the strong man. "You familiar spirits, come out in Jesus' name." You'll always get a reaction. Number four, a perverse spirit. That's the fourth strong man mentioned in the Bible. The spirit of perversion. Isaiah 19 verse 14 talks about that spirit. Now this is a very interesting thing about this. The spirit of perversion, according to Proverbs 14 verse 2, hates God. Absolutely hates God. If you see people that just hate God and there's no reason for them to hate God, there is perversion behind that. "I just don't like this and I don't like that." And they complain about the Lord all the time. That spirit hates God. Proverbs 14 verse 2 tells us that. There's that spirit lusts after women. Proverbs 23, 33 tells us that. Spirit of perversion is strong lust after women. Amazingly, this spirit, once a person is possessed by it, according to Isaiah 19 verse 14, will cause men to live in error. They're always seeing something wrong with the Bible. They're always arguing with you about God's word and so forth, and preachers, and "Well, I don't believe this and I don't believe that." They can never see the truth. I repeat, the spirit of perversion will blind people from seeing truth. They'll argue with you. If you give them the word, they'll give you their own ideas about what it means. The spirit of perversion is behind that. And this spirit will twist the word of God. Acts 13 verse 10 tells us that. A perverse spirit twists the word. You give them the word and they'll twist it. "No, this doesn't mean this. It means that." "Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I see it coming." When I mentioned this spirit, the Lord said there's going to be a reaction here. two people are going to react. We're going to get ready to see them freed in Jesus' name. And if more of them react, we'll see them free too in Jesus' name. Grief, despair, hopelessness, rejection, self-pity, gluttony, and gloominess come under the strong man called the spirit of heaviness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The spirit of heaviness comes upon people. It's a demon spirit and it's a strong devil. And the minute the spirit of heaviness takes over, grief comes in. People, they just cannot be free from grief or despair. There's a woman to my left in the back just being set free right now from grief. I rebuke you, devil, in the name of Jesus, the Son of God. You spirit of heaviness, come out of her. Come out of her. Come out of her, I said. Come out in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and pray, people. Come on. You devil of rejection, come out. You spirit of heaviness, come out in Jesus' name, I said. Come out. Despair, hopelessness, rejection, self-pity, gluttony, gloominess, come under the spirit of in the name of Jesus. I come against the demon, the spirit of heaviness in this building, and I cast you out in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. Come out. Come out, I said. Come out of that body. Come out of that person in Jesus' name. Those around those people right now, lay your hands on them right now. One to my right, one to my left. Lay your hands on them. Get that demon out of there. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out, I said.
For the remainder of his teaching, Pastor Benny was interrupted by manifestations each time he identified a strong man. Over the next few moments, you'll see selected portions of the rest of this lengthy service, and you will gain knowledge you need to begin to minister to those held captive by demonic oppression and influence.
You devil of whoredom, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, you spirit of idolatry, you spirit of prostitution, you devil of whoredom, you strong man, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. You cannot keep God's people bound. You will not keep them bound. I rebuke you and I break your hold and I break your power in the name of the Lord. I command the spirit of infirmity to leave your life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on. In the name of Jesus. You devil of infirmity. You spirit, you strong man of infirmity, let God's people go. Let God's people go. Let God's people go. When Jesus saw the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter him no more. That is the spirit of suicide, seizures, lunatics. There it goes. In the name of Jesus. Come on, people, pray with me. You devil, you deaf and dumb spirit, come out. You deaf and dumb spirit, come out. Pray in the Holy Ghost, come on. You deaf and dumb spirits, come out, I said. No more seizures. No more suicide. You devil, you devil, you dumb and deaf spirit, come out.
This one has seven devils. All seven just now came out within 10 seconds.
Hallelujah. 10 seconds. That spirit of fear brings torment and terror and causes worry and timidity. An inferiority complex, phobias, makes you feel inadequate, the fear of height, the fear of the dark, always a sense of danger, nightmares, physical tremblings come under that spirit. And now in the name of Jesus, you spirit of fear, come out, come out, come out, come out. I'm teaching on the 12 strong men in the Bible, and as I'm hitting one by one, the people are being set free from those same spirits. This is what we need today in the body of Christ. This is what we need in the church of Jesus Christ. We need to see the power of God bring liberty to the captives, liberty to the oppressed. My God, enough of the nonsense, enough of the stuff you hear that has nothing to do with the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's time we take the word of God as the sword of the Spirit and stand strong in the name of Jesus. There is power in the blood of the Lamb, and to Jesus be the praise, glory, and honor. And God's people said, amen, amen. Bishop Bloomer is still with me. Powerful programs that we just did that you saw, but today we want to pray with you together that God will set you free from all oppression. You've just heard a teaching on deliverance. Now, Bishop, you have some amazing materials I want to make sure our people get. God has surely used you, bringing tremendous freedom to the captives. I want you to talk about these amazing books before I talk about what I have for the people.
And I think that, you know, when we sit here, we only have a few moments, so we only have a little time to skirt around the issues. But when you get the products, you can get the whole message. You get everything that it has to offer. And you said something that is really, really a part of my life, that I spend a few minutes, sometimes a few hours a day in the Word of God, massaging my mind. And so this book, Weapons of Warriors, will help the believers to really, really do that, to just get inside there and deal with what is happening with it. How to get Junior out of prison, you know, how to deal with the husband who is beating you. All these messages are inside the Weapons for Warriors. We are seriously in a conflict.
Listen, it's time for God's people. It's time for you, precious saints, to become a mighty warrior one more time. It's time we get out of the valley of defeat into the mountaintop of victory. And that's why I'm bringing you these teachings on deliverance, because Satan wants to destroy our homes,
yes,
our minds, our lives, our futures. And it's time we stand and say no. And we have the authority.
Yes.
We have been given the authority by Jesus. Mm-hmm. He said, in my name, go. In my stead, in my place, take my office. You know, we as believers have tremendous power. We have no power as individuals. We have power as believers.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Our office is where the power is. God anoints our office.
Yes.
It's time you take your place of authority and use it. Jesus said in Luke 10:19, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nothing.
Nothing. Now, so we can stand up strong and walk in and be
in
victorious.
In this book, you talk about the amazing weapons we have.
Yes.
And how to use them.
Weapons of prayer. Weapons of breakthrough.
And against
weapons
witchcraft. Against
definitely.
Rejection. Against oppression. Against depression.
Yes.
Against the occult. Against the everything occult. That all throws at us.
That's it. That's it.
And in this book, there's a second book called Oppressionless.
Oppressionless.
What's in this book?
I always talk about one thing. There's a lot of stuff in that book, but what I like to talk about is STDs, sexually transmitted deceptions in spirits. Our young people are under a horrific, tremendous attack through sexuality, through perversion, through ear piercings, through tattoos, through all the demonic sexual music that is out there. They don't have a chance unless we stand up and send out the power of God to repel these demonic forces that they're under. And so every parent needs to have that in their home to be able to deal with their daughters and their sons.
And Demon in My Bedroom?
Now, I call that the epic movie. This will
and it's really a movie too, right?
It's really a movie. It'll bring all this. It's an illustrated sermon. It's a play. It brings all of this together where you can laugh and sing and rebuke the devil at the same time.
Yeah.
How to deal with the devil.
And how to be free from what?
Be free from oppression. All the things that we talked about. How to be free from it, but how to deal with demonic forces in the nighttime, in the fourth watch of the night. When you're sleeping.
When they attack you in your dreams
in your
and
dreams,
sleep.
And turning your dreams into nightmares.
Okay, all three for a gift of $50 to the ministry.
I always say
listen,
you the man.
Listen, that DVD by itself sells for $39.
That's right, so you're getting those
You'll
free,
get the
really.
Whole thing for a gift of $50 to the ministry by calling the number on the screen today. Do it now and bring freedom to your life and your home. My teaching on demonology and deliverance, you heard a very small part of it today for a gift of $25. And my book, Angels and Demons. It's in bookstores, but you can get this today for also $25 or both for $40. Do it today. Become a partner. Help me take the gospel around the world and come with us to Israel in November. Thank you for being my friend upon it, dear Jesus. We pray today. Every person bound, bring them out of that bondage, out of that prison. In Jesus' name, heal your people, Lord. Bring healing to the captives today. We rebuke sickness and disease and bondage. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of Almighty God. Amen, amen. Thanks for all you do for the Lord. Bless you. Pray the Lord will anoint you mightily. Keep watching all this week. Great, powerful teachings that will bless your life. Bye-bye. We believe that the gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer to humanity and the troubles on this earth. The gospel, and only the gospel is the solution.
Pastor Benny Hinn is passionate about reaching the lost by obeying the mandate for all believers to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
I'm talking about souls.
Save my soul.
Men and
save
women around soul, the world who have not heard the gospel. It's our duty, our privilege, our responsibility to tell them. Who else will? Nobody will.
You can help touch millions around the world as you catch Pastor Benny's vision to use every available resource and opportunity to reach the lost.
How can we preach the gospel without support? The gospel is free, but the means to deliver the gospel is expensive.
Please go to your phone now and give your gift of $1,500 or $100 for souls.
The minute you make a decision to support the gospel, the minute you say, Lord, I will spend the rest of my life seeing men and women come to the cross. When you make that decision, God Almighty will bless everything you do in life.
Call now or give online. And for your generous gift of $100 or more, Pastor Benny will send you all the resources in this spiritual warfare collection which he presented on today's program. Thank you for catching Pastor Benny's vision and sharing his passion to see the lost saved.
Jesus came to give his life for men and women, and for me, and for you. To have the privilege to tell the world? Awesome.
Pastor Benny Hinn will be in Detroit, Michigan on Wednesday, August 8th to hold one great miracle service at the International Gospel Center. He then travels to Toronto, Ontario to conduct a miracle crusade at the Prayer Palace at 7 p.m. on Thursday, August 9th, followed by 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. services on Friday the 10th. And Pastor Benny will be in New York for miracle services in Buffalo at the Tabernacle on Saturday, August 11th. And in Amherst at Zion Dominion Global Ministries on Sunday, August 12th. And Pastor Benny invites you to join him on a life-changing tour of the Holy Land, November 7th through 15th. Call today to request a brochure or download one from the ministry website.